There is preliminary confirmation that North Korea did in fact explode nuclear material in its test earlier this week. One air sample has come up positive for radioactive particles. Several news agencies are quoting an unnamed U.S. government source who cautioned that this is not a definitive conclusion. Multiple samples have been collected this week, but this is the first to detect radioactive particles. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council is set to adopt a resolution aimed at North Korea. The resolution calls for strict economic sanctions on North Korea's nuclear and military programs, but it is designed to protect North Korea's people from economic hardship. The resolution rules out the use of military force, a concession the United States was forced to make to Russia and China in exchange for their support. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The UN resolution, which is expected to go to a vote in the Security Council tomorrow, imposes a lengthy set of economic sanctions designed to cut off all international support for North Korea's nuclear weapons program, its missile program, and most of its other conventional military activities. It also prohibits the transfer to North Korea of all luxury goods, but it specifically exempts trade and financial support for food, medicine, and many other ordinary economic activities that affect North Korea's general population. One of the elements the United States pressed the Council to keep in the resolution was an enforcement measure that requires nations to inspect cargo going in and out of North Korea by land, sea, or air. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton emphasized the importance of this after the Security Council met privately today.
It specifically gives states the right, indeed the obligation, to help in inspections to support the objectives of this resolution so that there's no ambiguity on that point.
Bolton said most of the inspection of ships would be carried out in ports. This would seem to reduce the possibility of confrontation between U.S. and North Korean ships at sea. It would also seem to include an inspection regime at airports doing business with North Korea and at crossing points on North Korea's land borders with China, Russia, and South Korea. The resolution will be adopted under an article of the UN Charter that specifically rules out military force. China and Russia are apparently satisfied, but it does represent compromise on the part of the U.S. Today, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill insisted North Korea has made a fundamental mistake that no one is prepared to live with.
North Korea needs to understand that this is indeed a very, very costly decision that will leave North Korea far worse off and far more isolated than ever before.
To shore up international support for these actions, Secretary of State Rice will travel to China, South Korea, and Japan next week. Mike Schuster, NPR News.